All right, welcome to the North Salt Lake Parks, Trails, Arts, and Recreation Advisory Board meeting for, it's not January, it's February 25th, 6 o'clock here in North Salt Lake City Hall. We'll get started. We have a few things. You guys are first on the agenda, but Ron Gordon is here with us now. He is joining us on the board now as a member of the board, right? So thank you for being here.
We're pleasure.
Happy to be here. Signing the rep agenda. All right. But we also have some special guests with us. We have the Israelsons here to talk with us about the mountain bike program that you guys are involved with and how it can relate to the trails that we have here with the city and possibly get more involved. So, yeah. Turn the time over to you there, Derek. If you want to just introduce yourselves and take it away.
Yeah, my name is Derek Israelson. This is my wife, Mindy Israelson. We've lived in North Salt Lake for 21 years, and just really enjoyed it here. We love North Salt Lake. We have three kids, two girls, one boy. Our girls are currently graduated from high school, but our son is currently enrolled as a sophomore. And he's been on the mountain bike team since he was in seventh grade. So the mountain biking in the schools go from seventh grade till senior. And up to this date, it's been a combined club, South Davis Composite Team, which has included Viewmont, Bountiful, and Woods Cross. This year, we're currently in the process of splitting up into three different teams because the growth has become so big. So last year and this year, I'm going to be the head coach for Woods Cross. How it works is basically there's no real relationship too much with the schools. It's just the boundaries that we live and we associate with. And that's the way it is for the whole state. It's called, and NICA, the National Interscholastic Cycling Association, that's the main head program. And Utah has been the largest growing chapter of that.
Across the nation.
Yeah, in the last, since it started. Yeah, it's a really big program. It's really growing, really popular among the youth. So I just came down to the city to find out, is there a trails committee? What can we do as a team, as a coach? How can we be involved? How can we, upkeep? How can we utilize our trails appropriately and just get more involved in the city side of things? So that's why I came down here to the city, and they said that to contact a couple of people. Sally was one of them, and then they told me about this meeting.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm here.
What NICA requires.
Yeah. So yeah, our team, one as a composite team, we always do volunteer trail time with the Forest Service, and last year we did three different events. One was with, what was this, Bountiful Days?
That was over in Bountiful, Ward Canyon area.
Yeah, so 112 hours there, volunteer hours. Then Mueller Park was a popular trail. We did 87 hours of volunteers, trail upkeep hours. And then we worked on North Canyon for 200 hours. About a total of 400 hours of service that we did as a team. And that includes the youth, that includes parents. to really go out there, because we utilize the trails a lot, so we always want to give back. And NICA keeps track of all our service hours, so the more we do, the better, and I think it's important for the community.
Yeah.
Keep the trails useful. So the
yeah.
kids, I mean, with the Forest Service, we have to do it in coordination with the Forest Service, because they're the ones who bring all the tools, and we literally are keeping up the trails. If they're, we've got to move rocks, we got to trim trees, so hikers and bikers alike can utilize it, not feel like they're going through a small tunnel. We just want to give back and keep those trails nice for everybody, not just bikers.
Mm-hmm. Also, as part of the biking community, biking team, we're always trying to teach the youth appropriate behavior on the trails. We're always yielding to horses and hikers. I know Mueller Park has become quite congested. Bountiful City has passed a trails plan just recently to try to create maybe a downhill section that bikers only will go on, so that on the return, the popular route is from the base of Mueller Park up to Elephant Rock and back. And you know, of course, coming back, there's lots of blind corners, and so they're trying to create a trail that will be for bikers downhill only, so we don't run into that congestion on the way down. I've really enjoyed North Salt Lake. I love the Wild Rose Trailhead up there. The team utilizes that trail a lot. So, I don't know, I guess if you guys have questions you can ask. I wanted to just find out, is there more trails planned for North Salt Lake? Are there service hours that we can provide for North Salt Lake specifically? How can we be a better service to the city and so forth?
That's great. I think, because you're saying that you work with the forest, what was it called?
It's the Forest Service.
Forest Service?
Yeah.
They don't keep our trails, do they? Is that?
No, we maintain
us, right?
What we can here.
Because mm-hmm. I think Mueller Park is on, it's not
Federal.
Really, it's not really Bountiful property.
No, it's Forest Service.
That's
Forest
Service.
Why.
But for our bike team hours,
it doesn't have to be 300, does it?
Well, it's my understanding, because NICA does keep track of all that service hours the kids put in. We have to keep track of it and report that
Got
to
it.
NICA. And then the teams with the most volunteer service hours, we actually get rewarded for that as well. So I guess we would have to follow up with NICA.
I don't think it has to be Forest Service. I think it can be any trails.
Just any trails, and just kind of see how we report that.
Right.
But they do keep track of our service hours. So I think it's just like, how can we as a team help the city maintain the trails that our riders are using?
Is Wild Rose the only bike trail?
Well,
Tunnel Springs.
We kind of bike out on that Tunnel Springs past
oh, right.
that area that goes up and over City Creek.
Totally. And then would there be any opportunity to have that service
yeah,
on the trail?
Well, for sure. I don't want to completely speak for TJ, but well, first of all, can I say this? I think that's awesome that they're doing that.
Yeah.
I love it. We've got like our football league, the kids help maintain the field after. We got our baseball field that the kids maintain the baseball fields. I think it's so cool for the kids to kind of get some skin in the game, help out with this stuff. So I like that. So I think it's amazing you guys are doing that. We would be happy to work with you guys as far as getting equipment, I'm sure, whatever we can do. We've got side-by-side. We've got stuff to get up there to do some work. We've got a parks department of three guys, so we don't get up there as much as we'd like to do. So any help we could get, we would love it.
Yeah.
We'd be happy to work with you guys.
I think Woods Cross right now currently has 30 to 35 riders. We open up, or we have an opening meeting, a kickoff meeting coming up on March 16th, and where all the new riders will come in. And we've grown so much every year, we don't know what to expect this year, so we're waiting to see what our total team numbers will be. But last year on the composite team, we had 110 riders. So.
And that also makes up the kids in junior high who feed into those corresponding high schools.
Yeah.
So,
well, it looks like we have about 15 trails on our brochure here, but all of them probably are not bike trails,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, probably not riding most of them.
Yeah.
Most of them aren't? Hiking trails.
So
but the ones that they're talking about are the ones that we actually probably use the most help
mm-hmm.
on.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Tunnel Springs and
Wild Rose. There's just a lot of areas up there that it's just very, very narrow, and we can't get that much equipment. We need a four-wheeler, but it's like, It's pretty tough.
Yeah, when we worked on North Canyon and Mueller Park, we just hiked in with all our tools.
Yeah.
We just hiked
as high as we could go and worked as long as we could before it got too dark, and then just went back and whatnot.
So I think there's definitely opportunity there to partner in with that.
Yeah.
So when we get our team kind of solidified and look at some dates when we can do our service, do we just contact you guys and coordinate that with parents and riders?
We'll get you TJ's contact. He's going to be the best one as far as get the tools arranged and everything, anything else we can help with.
Okay.
So we'll do our best to figure out, like I said, staffing on our side too, whatever we can do to help.
Okay.
Yeah, that fits in perfect. We've been talking about kind of trying to host, as it can be more of a service cleanup opportunity. I think this fits in really well with that.
Did you guys know we have a summer trail series? It was last year, the first year we did
it
to where, what, 4 or 5 Saturdays? Was it more than that?
Yeah, 4 months.
Yeah.
4 months.
Yep.
And people could come, and I forget, were they given these?
Yeah, they were given maps and just some supplies, and it was just to try to promote getting on the trail. And in fact, the mountain bike team from Davis, and I don't know if they're a solo team or it's like the north, it's like the Kaysville area team. They were practicing on Wild Rose the day we were doing it, and they had just finished as we were coming up to do our trail. And so I know that, because they did Wild Rose, and then they ride over to Tunnel Springs, and they rode there.
Oh, yeah.
They kind of
hit
both the same day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we
do that. So it just so happened to be the exact same day we did our summer trail series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And then as far as new trails, that'd be something that we want to start tackling, I think.
I have an update on it.
Yeah.
So up in Snyderville, there's the pump track. You guys ever taken your team to Snyderville? So up past Park City, they have a giant mountain bike. It's called Pump Track. So the idea is they just have these rolling hills. And so you just push down on your shocks each time, and you never pedal, is the concept, right? And you're learning this skill. So they have multiple pump tracks out in Snyderville, and then they have a few mountain bike trails that are all connected. And Stan on the city council, the city's gaining some land right near kind of Wild Rose. The trail from Wild Rose would ride down and go to this land, and the thought was to put a pump track on it. Have you heard Stan talk about this? So this is right above the landslide. They want to put a pump track on that land because it can't be developed, right? It's open space, but it doesn't want to be...
Would it be the land above the slide, or
yes,
would it incorporate the side hill as well?
Wouldn't incorporate the side hill. It would just be the flat land, the flat-ish land on
top
above the landslide.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
And so we don't want to grass it. We don't want to water it, right? Like, we don't want to maintain it in the same way, right? And so that was one of the things that they were talking about, is to have some sort of, it's basically like a skate park for mountain bikes, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's a place to play and to interact, and they have a lot of those where it's just like random hills that you can just practice going on.
Yeah,
so it's like an all-terrain park.
Yeah.
So that'd be something that we probably
work
on too as part of the committee. And there are two openings on the committee.
So tell me more about the committee. Like, I thought previously, in previous years, there may have been just a trails committee in North Salt Lake. Is that true or not?
Yes.
I think so,
So there used to be a trails committee solo, and then there was lots of other things that needed to be done, and so it was kind of reorganized and combined into this, the Parks, Arts, and Trails Committee.
Yeah.
So you can see right here on the agenda the types of things that we...
Yeah.
And how often do you guys meet?
It's once
a month.
Once a month. Just real quick to circle back. So the action item on this is you'll let us know once you have your team figured out, and you can...
We should know by... May 1st. That's our cutoff date for registration and whatnot. So we're kind of having a kickoff meeting to introduce it. And then if people register, we'll have another meeting. And then registration closes May 1st. We'll have everyone solidified. And then our official season with NICA starts June 1st, so we'll have a month where we can do some small activities with the team. I think we're only allotted a few activities, so we'll get together as a team and do things.
Yeah, April to May, so 2 months before our official start of the season, we have allowed eight activities. But we can do the service at any time.
We can do the service any time, works best for the committee and whatnot, but before it gets too hot.
Yeah, preferably,
right? Preferably. Okay, so then you'll reach out to us to kind of help coordinate a date that the mm-hmm. service activity would work out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a great.
Is this club co-ed?
Yes.
Okay.
We are looking for girls.
I was just wondering.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah. Awesome. Is there anything else in terms of that?
One more question. Like, the property south of the actual Tunnel Springs, is that a joint? Who owns it? Is that more of a Salt Lake County?
Salt Lake City.
It was North Salt Lake kind of any joint partnership with that area or not really?
No, years ago.
I kept reading the signs up there and it was like North Salt Lake, Salt Lake City, and Salt Lake County. I don't know if it did anything but I was just reading those signs, but I didn't know if it was.
Years ago, there was an agreement on getting that land in order to get the park in and kind of the regulations on that land.
Mm-hmm.
And so. But I love the trail system up there that you can get all the way in. I mean, you can hike all the way to Ensign Peak
mm-hmm.
and back, so that's pretty cool to get into that trail system.
Is there a reason you asked that?
Oh, I was just wondering, you know, there's lots of potential for any other trails, and I didn't know what the process was or who owns that or what potential
it
was.
I mean, for North Salt Lake, our committee can make recommendations to City Council for new trails like that.
Anything that could be added on, like up above Wild Rose? Could there any extension above Wild Rose?
I think that's a fair question to ask.
Yeah. I don't think it's ever been.
I think we can research it for sure.
I just know like Farmington, Fruit Heights. They've all created. Farmington just barely passed this past winter. December.
It should be ready for riding this summer.
Yeah, they're creating a new trail system, mountain bike trail system in the mouth of Farmington Canyon. Mm-hmm. Fruit Heights has created this trail system called Fruit Loops. And each team goes there. Like, there's so many teams that we travel to different things.
And trails.
We travel a lot up to Park City, Snow Basin, Powder Mountain. So we do a lot of traveling, but if there were more local trails that we could go on, then we wouldn't travel as much. I think it would just benefit the community too.
Yeah, that sounds like to use too.
Yeah.
I think that's definitely something we can look into to see where to expand the trails.
I agree.
Yeah, that's something we can definitely work
on. What are your positions that are open on this committee?
A member.
they're all open seats.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, there's two openings right now that are being appointed.
You have a nomination, right?
Yeah, mine and the mayor's.
The mayor. So they'll nominate the member and approve them.
Yeah.
You're on the committee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah. I think that'd be, these are great questions to be asking. We can work together on making sure that we add it and keep it on the agenda to address future meetings for sure.
Any other questions? Anything else you want to hear from us or anything?
I think that's great.
Yeah, that's cool projects.
Okay.
I have no idea. And then what's your contact? Is it on here?
I don't. Here, I can give you my phone number.
Can I get your contact as well? I'd love to reach out and ask about some mountain bike stuff for the team.
So it's Derek Israelson. And my email is.
Which one?
He's
got three.
The biking one is Derek, D-E-R-E-K, MTB, cycles, @gmail.com. So Derek, MTB, C-Y-C-L-E-S.
Perfect. Thanks, Derek.
And my number is 801-541-7868.
That's my cell, so you can just call me in.
Okay, so when we get the team solidified for the year, and we can call you with some potential dates to help you guys out with your house. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's great.
Coming.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome to stay or leave.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, boss.
Thank you.
All right. Next up, I just wanted to cover with the board membership. We do have Ron now. We have two open seats. An ordinance was passed last city council to do the clarifying language within the ordinance for this committee. That's something I could send out just so everyone can have it updated. And as part of that, it wasn't planned, but I think everyone should have gotten an email from, I forget her name. Who's in the chair?
Callie
sent out because city council approved a monthly what did we call it?
Stipend.
Yeah, for being part
that's
of the
awesome.
Committee. To kind of help with all the time that's being given to help. So,
that's great.
It's $100 a month. So, I think that's really cool to see that support come through.
Yeah.
So, if you haven't gotten back to Cowie, is it? Get her what she needs.
Yeah.
She mentioned that we could bring it tonight too. Is there somebody we can give it to, or like on this?
Did you say it had to be a city employee?
Maybe. Well, I don't know.
I think a city employee has to see your form to ID.
Yeah, so a city employee could. Yeah, because I didn't fill out the passport or that. But
David.
you don't trust me.
Yeah, so that's just more FYI for everyone.
That's nice.
Any questions on that? Any comments?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, City Council.
Yes.
Thanks, City Council.
Okay. Next up, NSL Recreation. So I sent out the email with the flyer on the summer offerings. Looking to get some feedback on that, right?
Yes. Yes.
Anything specific? So I have that and then the Liberty Fest.
Yeah, we ain't talked about both of those. I just wanted to show you what our summer program is and just to see if you had any ideas, anything that you'd like to add or see happen with the summer program. Any ideas that you guys
My
have
question
thought of?
Was,
yeah.
Is it only children's activities in the rec program right now?
Right now it is. We have done like some parent-child activities and then we've done like adult fitness classes. We've tried
That's
to do
right.
some of those.
That's
But they weren't a great hit, and so I mean we're open to any ideas that you guys have. We just wanted to throw that out there to see if anyone had anything in particular that they would like to see happen.
Were you offering the adult classes during the day? Is that what they were?
It was like it really was targeting like moms going down there like with
yeah.
their children,
mm-hmm.
and so but you know we are open to. I mean, adult classes obviously would have to be at night. Is that what you're suggesting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which ones are the most popular?
Oh, I don't have it in front of me, but they all do really well.
I was reading
do they all do?
With my 5-year-old son.
Uh-huh.
So, which class would you be interested in? And he was like, everyone I was reading is that one.
You know, archery always does really well.
As soon as I said that, he's like, yes, I want to do that.
Archery kids camp does really well. Like, those fill up really fast. But most of the Tiny Tots classes, you know, all parents, I think, want to get their really young kids in really quick. So the 3-year-old classes do really well. So, I mean, we fill up pretty fast
for
most of these classes,
yeah.
Yes.
So how many kids can be in one class? What's the is it different in every class?
Yes,
like
so
we have
two instructors per class, and so we do cap them off usually depending on the class. Archery is a little easier to have more in there because there's only a certain amount of targets that they're shooting at, but usually it's about like 12 to 15 kids mm-hmm. per class. So
one thing that we talked about at city council was that we haven't combined the golf course and this ever very well.
Yes.
And so have we done golf training as part of this before, or like a golf, like intro to golf for kids, or, you know, like a workshop on how to golf and we teach them the rules and how not to throw your bag on the green and, you know, like Like, have they done that in the past or not?
They haven't done it. But Brent does have a class he does every year.
Yeah.
It's a Junior Eaglewood.
Yeah.
Kind of kept put together, and it's pretty cool for kids that they kind of do that. But they probably haven't done a good enough job of, I don't know, it was full. I brought my kid up to it a couple years ago.
I mean, I don't know if it would help by advertising it through summer recreation.
Would. Yeah, it's a little box or something else.
Yeah,
I think
just to know
could
that
really help.
Have everything in one spot.
Because it's a huge amenity that we have,
yeah.
And I don't think we're utilizing it enough. So I don't know how we can combine that in somehow would be my first feedback.
Who would I need to contact for that?
It's Brent. I can email you his contact info.
Great.
Because I wonder, too, like, I think what he does is great, but it's probably a little bit, I wouldn't say higher end. I mean, my kid did when he was
a little more advanced, huh?
It might be more fun just for kids, like a more of
a recreation
than learning.
Right.
That's probably a bad way to say it. More fun than really, really getting into the exact dynamics of a golf swing or something.
Well, I think that's the difference between recreation and these specialized classes,
yeah.
is that we could provide that service. And then would we just find our own teachers like we do for this? I guess we'd have to talk and figure out how all of that would
talk
work.
And coordinate with them.
Okay.
Because, you know, you could have a class on the chipping, you know, entrance and then, spend half the lesson on the on the driving range.
Oh, okay.
And just give them a chance to do it. And then on, you know, the last day of the course or whatever, they get to go play three holes or something.
And that's
right?
kind of exactly
yes.
what he's got right now.
Okay.
Like, they go, they work on putting one day and then they work on driving one day and then the last day they go play. So it's... But I think that they could probably do more than he's doing because he's trying to run the golf course anyway.
Yeah.
So
he's so busy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I will definitely get a hold of
that idea. I wonder also if there's an opportunity for mountain biking. Cause it sounds like there's
as
interest.
A class.
Yeah.
I wonder if one of their kids would.
That's what I'm thinking.
Could teach.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Talk about it.
That might be one to explore with them.
What do you guys think about adult classes being offered in the summer? Is that something that we want to try to push for?
I just know like what I'd be interested in. Like, we might have talked a little bit about it, but even if there was like a 3-on-3 basketball tournament,
uh-huh.
I don't know if that's part of the summer rec program.
Like a one day thing, or?
Or that goes through it.
A tennis tournament.
I know that South Davis has some, but I don't know if that's something we'd want to look into. Just a smaller kind of league. Type opportunity for adults, I think. That interests me personally. But.
Yeah. I mean, it would be great to see more leagues come into the city.
Yeah. I don't know if that's part of, like, the summer rec program, though. Yeah.
I mean, right now, the only thing that we have really going on as far as adults is that I did partner up with UOVA, so we're going to have a volleyball tournament on the 3rd of July.
Nice.
So that's something new that we're going to do this year. So we're excited about that. But I do know that South Davis does a lot of, you know, adult recreation. Like I said, I'd love to see it come here. But that's something that we have to kind of push for as we move forward with what the needs in the community are.
Where are they going to play on the 3rd?
We are going to play at Legacy. So it's going to be, we haven't decided fully on the 5K. I just had a meeting with Ken this last week and we had discussed... Because we were talking about dates for the 5K, as you're aware. I was wondering if you had reached out and you were going to reach out to the community and find out.
Yeah. Well, my preliminary... So the question was, the 5K is always the Saturday before the 3rd of July event, but this year, the 3rd of July is on the Friday, and it might be the observed 4th of July holiday for
a ton of
businesses, and it might be our only chance to have the 5K take place the same day as our events on the 3rd. And so we thought, well, maybe we could just have the 5K Friday morning, have sort of a festival, a celebration as part of that, and then proceed to the festival that night and see what's handled.
So some of the ideas that we had for that, and like I said, it's a little up in the air, so we don't know for sure, but we wanted to have it like a big day for the 3rd of July. So we wanted to start with a 5K and do a bike parade for the kids and a volleyball tournament and then end up at the golf course for the fireworks that night. And it's really only this year and next year that we're going to be able to do. We have it on a Friday this year and next year on a Saturday. So we really wanted to try to push for that. However, we're kind of running into a staffing problem right now, so we're trying to work some of that out. I did meet with Ken, and I asked if he would rethink if we could come up with how we are going to organize it a little different. We're using a lot of our staff for online or to come do registration, day of registration. So we want to eliminate that completely and do all online registration. There's hardly any races that don't do that because of timing chips. And so there's some things that we would like. This is new for us. Last year we got thrown into it like a month before. So we kind of were doing what everyone has done in the past. So we'd really like to change it quite a bit. So we're working on some things with that. And I think we're going to have a meeting soon. I did get the invite for that. We're gonna have a meeting with all the department heads and talk about this again coming up in a couple weeks. So we still don't know for sure on that, if it will happen the Saturday before. But regardless, we are doing a volleyball tournament on the 3rd.
So just to clarify, too, it's like Public Works, I mean, we're all going to be here all damn day anyway. So we're like, for us, it's not, but it's a police staffing issue, and they're shorthanded right now. So I think it's more from the, and I'm not trying to throw them under the bus. I think they're pretty upfront, but that's,
yeah.
It's a police staffing issue right now.
And they did say, because I was going to ask you how many, like, because you said that you had Public Works people that we could throw in, or you had enough to help with that event, right?
Depends, I guess, on what enough is. If you're,
well, I don't know, like, exactly how many you use every.
Well, we're gonna have. It's an all-day event, setting up for the car shows the night before, so we're gonna have guys here late that night before, and then that whole next day. It's kind of just getting things wrapped up, but that morning's a little bit cleaner. So if it's just the morning,
mm-hmm.
we could probably figure something out. And like I said, we're willing to try to help as much as we can.
And I know that Ken was going to talk to Chief Black again, because I think he was going in for foot surgery like the day he talked to him. So I think because of everything that's going on and they're short-staffed, he was like, I don't know if that's going to work. So Ken, you know, he's open to the idea of doing it. We just need to make sure that we can do it. And it's not going to make anyone never want to work again.
Well, Manuel, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
But what does the committee think? Like, do we want to be pushing for it to be combined on Friday, or do we not want to?
I love the idea of being on Friday. Sometimes it feels a little bit disconnected when it's the
Saturday before
and it's several days
before.
There are a lot of people who
they don't
do
really
a 5K
associate
and they're looking to do it on, you know, on the holiday. So I love the idea of doing it that day if we can.
Yeah, I agree.
And I also love the idea of online only, because when I used to help with it, it was successful and chaotic.
It is. We have a lot of staff that come in, so if we can just eliminate that completely, we can have other people go different places.
Oh, yeah, we should get up with the technology, right?
We're getting there.
Well,
so
we do have online registration, but it's not.
We do, but it's just always been known, because we've done this forever this way, that they can do it that day, and so a lot of people do. But we just need to write on there that, you know, registration closes. It's all online this year. There will be no same-day registration. So.
How many Facebook friends or does North Salt Lake have? Does anybody know? I was just thinking about with the adult gauging interest in adult classes, if, you know, if there was some way we could have them, if there are Facebook friends or whatever, click and answer just a question of what kind of things would you be interested in? Gauge.
Ken's working on
yes.
that.
Yes.
With the Qualtrics survey.
The Qualtrics
yeah.
survey
is
should
that
be going
be on
out.
There?
They said the Qualtrics survey should be going out in March, he told me. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's really going to target recreation in the community.
Okay.
And so we really hope to get back
some feedback
of what
Good.
We need.
Would you ask the choir and see? Because there's how many people there? 45 to 60, depending on the week?
Average 30.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And just informal poll, just like ask, because they're all adults, almost. Are there like 2 18-year-olds still?
Maybe one.
Maybe one.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all adults. I just wonder
ask
what they would say.
Ask them about this?
About recreation for adults.
Yeah, okay.
I'd love to know just what they thought, like what classes it would be.
Yeah,
cause
I can certainly do that.
Because I'm always like, I would love to do something, but I will not have any time, so I will not do anything. And so it'd be nice to ask the right group of people
mm-hmm.
that have time.
If you had an option, what kind of things would you like to have offered?
Yeah, I think that'd be
nice. Yeah, I can do that.
So anything that you guys, if you're thinking more about this, please let me know. As we're going to start creating this program for this year, if anything comes up that you feel like really could be, we'll definitely talk to the golf course and mountain biking, see what we can do to add there.
So do you have everything you need for this, like the instructors and?
No. So we start hiring coming up. We have applications coming in right now,
mm-hmm.
and so we hire up until May.
Oh, okay.
And so usually, yeah, because it's just a part-time summer job, they usually
mm-hmm.
apply in the next couple months.
Awesome. So on this, as we get more, any other ideas, we'll send them your way.
Please.
Is there anything else for that?
No, I just think that and the 5K, just, and then I was going to ask you about, I hear that you got a new machine, maybe, to do banners? Is that...
Not yet. We might.
You might get one.
Looking at it. It's pretty
cool. I thought you were talking about a scooter.
Yeah.
It is a pretty sweet machine.
Well, no. Well, Ken told me you got it, so.
No.
Okay.
No.
Bummer.
No. It's fairly expensive. We're still trying to figure it out, so.
Okay.
All right, so then the board is, it sounds like we're all okay with it Friday, if we can make that work.
Mm-hmm.
5K.
I think it would make it so much better, because especially this year,
it
would be so disjointed and so far away.
A whole week.
Yeah.
That's kind of what we were thinking. And, you know, even if we talked about, there's the 3rd and there's the 4th, right? Like, you could do it the 4th, but that makes it really hard, because after the fireworks show, who wants to go run a race at...
Yeah,
well,
7 a.m.
And staff's up to 4 a.m. that night.
Right.
So
we would love to see it happen on the 3rd, and we're really going to try to push for that.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
I have one more question about the race.
Yeah.
You mentioned that you were looking at changing the timing of it, and or not.
Well, in the years past, I think it always was at 7 a.m.
Oh, not the time of the start.
Oh, okay.
The way you're timing the race.
Oh, yes.
You mentioned something to me once, and have you looked into that anymore?
We are. We're looking into it. We actually have a timer downstairs that has never, I don't know if it's ever been used. We need to kind of figure out how to use that, if we could. But the timing, it's just very expensive. And so this year, instead of doing, we've used the same people. So we really just want to research into that and figure out how we can better... save money on the timing. Is that what you were kind of asking?
That's what I was asking, yeah.
Okay.
Just wondering. Okay, cool. Thanks.
Okay, is there anything else that you need from us tonight?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think we covered it.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, park visits and assignments. I sent out a form for everyone to use, and I'm just going to go down the list, if that's all right with everyone, and just write a name with each park for this next month, and then we'll come back next month, see how it goes, see what the report cards come back looking like, and then we can reassess that process and refine it.
Can I ask a few questions on it?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
or if you have any other feedback, that'd be great time.
So, I almost think we need a simpler way. I worry between a grade of 1 and 100.
Yeah,
I'm gonna rate everything as 98 because they're really awesome and everything can be slightly better.
Yeah.
But
it's
I'm not sure.
It's a pretty big rate spread.
Like that was the one thing where it's like, if I rate a 7, and you know, and then everyone else rates a 9, is my 7 the same as your 9, right? And I just wasn't sure how I was supposed to grade it, and so I don't know.
Maybe we can grade it 1 to 10 and
I was
rate it
1 to 5.
Keep it
very simple.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? What information would be helpful back? Is it written comment? Is it specific things?
For I guess really, I think this exercise is really more for you guys than it is for us.
Okay.
Because I think we know what we, if we had more staff or we had more time or money where we put our efforts. So I think we're looking to see kind of where our blind spots might be. or if, you know.
And I think it's
where the expectations are at.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And then also, I don't know that the grading will put like all the parks up against each other. I think it really is for us to be going to the parks, and then if anything is glaring, that we can call it out proactively as a committee. Just
well, we can, if we did it 1 to 5, we could put really in bad shape.
Exactly.
To 5,
yeah. Right.
Great shape, sure. Needs improvement. I mean, if we can maybe define,
I like that.
More like that.
And then any notes, I think, really is.
Because I think my thing is, like, level of service. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just being honest. Like, I think our guys do a great job with what they have. But, like, people's just perspective of what the level of service should be. I just got back from D.C. yesterday. Like, you go to the National Mall, and, like, I look at the National Mall, and every time I go past, I'm like, if our parks look this bad, people would flip out.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible.
You know, and that's so that's but that's just what the level of service is, and that's what it's always been there. You know, so to me, it's just what people maybe people want to see less upkeep. They'd rather see the grass longer, and I just don't. You know, I don't know. That's what we always kind of feel like we're getting maybe judged. Where we don't really know the criteria. It's 1 to 100, you know. Everybody's judging it differently, so.
Yeah.
So, like athletic fields, are we judging? Yes, there are athletic fields. No, there's not. How many fields versus?
No, I think everything is more on like if we think the quality is up to par or if anything needs to be fixed.
Okay.
If it's not there, I think it's just NA.
NA.
Okay.
Okay.
I think it's. It really just helps us to get out there to the parks.
Kind of a first blush, what we...
Yeah, and then I think different people here on the committee will look at parks differently also, so as we circle through them, we might pick up different things as we go through the parks.
Also.
Yeah, but I'll change that to 1 through 5 just to keep it a little more narrow.
Yeah.
And then the notes, I think. I'm not expecting us to come back with, like, a laundry list for each park.
Yeah.
I think it's really just, this park looks like it's okay. And then I do think that can help us prioritize as we look at the projects that we think should be undertaken. And we can say, hey, this park, a lot of the feedback was more negative on Palmquist right now than it was on Tunnel Springs. So we should look at Palmquist more.
And there might be some great glaring ones, because, I mean,
yeah,
think
exactly.
About, like, the first time we went and looked at the fence
exactly.
In Mathis. Everybody's
exactly.
Like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, we've been saying, oh, my gosh, for years, and it's just a matter of, like, you know, the council members aren't going to the parks every day. You know, nobody.
I think this is a good opportunity for people to see. Most people have not been to every park.
Exactly.
Just,
oh, that's true.
And I think that when you're out there and you observe, you know, this equipment's been in there for 10, 15 years. It's time to, you know, take it out and put some new,
yep.
New stuff in. It just, I think, gives everyone a good opportunity to see what's out there and new ideas.
Yeah.
So.
Rachel, did you get an assignment last time? I got one. I have that. I was assigned to Palmquist.
I'm not sure
yeah.
I made, like, official assignments, but
well,
if you
I
did,
said
that's great.
Deer Hollow and Tunnel Springs.
Okay.
Those are right by me.
Perfect.
But it's
did we
want to
do
winter,
all of them?
So it's not really.
Yeah, that's
Deer
the
Hall
thing
has
I was thinking
a mound of dirt there because they're doing something with the building right next to it.
Yeah, they're doing the pump house.
Yeah, the pumping house. So.
Okay. Before we go to what we did last month, I'll just assign names to parks right now. Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Just around the table. It'll be pretty unscientific. Come on. Rachel, if you want to just go check out Legacy.
Okay.
Do you want an assignment?
Yeah, assign me out.
Cambria Park.
Okay.
I'm probably going to leave an assignment.
I was waiting for that.
You let me know if you care to.
I'm happy to do it.
Okay. if you want to do Stone Park. Kristen, will you do Stonehenge?
Which one?
Stonehenge. It's number 4 on the
okay, list. Stonehenge.
Ron, if you'll do Fox Hollow.
Okay.
And I'll do Redwood Road Trail. we'll just try it out this first month and we'll see how it comes back. And
so we'll just take one this month then? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And I'll send out an email reminder on that.
Where is Stonehenge Park?
Okay. Was there anything that you wanted to bring up from
last
month?
Did
you notice anything?
So on the map, I mean, I could explain
it.
But I don't really have this right now.
Probably right here. Okay, I see number four right here.
Be,
oh, it's down
by
Foxborough.
Kids, so
it's
like,
yeah.
When I go, I'm like, oh, okay, the drinking fountains don't work, or the bathrooms are always locked, or all this stuff. So
yeah.
Yeah.
And the bathrooms are
right.
All locked right now.
Yeah, they are.
And the drinking fountains are turned off.
Yeah. Automatic low marks.
So everyone's going to pick up different things.
Exactly. And the grass hasn't been watered for a few months.
Yeah. It's all dead and mushy.
Kristen, did you visit a park then?
No.
Okay.
No, because
we'll
I was waiting for the report card.
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
So.
Okay. And we'll start out this month. And yeah. And any feedback as we try this out? We'll just refine the process a little more each time.
Great.
Okay. That's all I have on that. To go through the events real quick, Sunset Concerts will have the first one on March 21st. It'll be a classical one. We have some good acts lined up for that. So we could use maybe one or two more. So if you have any classical friends that you might think would be interested, if you want to shoot them to me today and tomorrow, just so that we have time to help them prepare. But that's on track. Kite Festival, anything you need to cover today?
No.
Okay. Summer Trail Series, we don't have anyone assigned to that yet. I think once we fill in the vacancies, we can look more into that.
Yes.
I do think that having a mountain bike person here, that fit really well
that'd be nice.
With that. so hopefully next month we can assign that out. Master Corral, Kristen, is there anything?
The only thing we talked about is possibly that's his number one need is a
piano.
Okay. So when I saw him when I talked to him a couple weeks ago, he said, "Oh, who's going to call the gentleman? Is that Baldasson or Baldasson?"
Yeah.
And he goes, "Well, I'll kind of put a feeler in for him." I said, "Our hope is if maybe they could give us a deal for the all three concerts."
I'm good friends with Rick, so I can reach out to him. Let's you and I sync up and we can.
Okay, well, this first concert's in 2 weeks, so.
Perfect. Yeah, now this week would be a great one to reach out to Rick.
Great. Where are they at?
They're in Draper.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else?
No.
NSL Reads, which is no longer Naomi. It's another one. And if any of these sound like interesting events for you to head up,
I'll do anything.
You can speak up. Because right now we have the Summer Trail Series, which is one Saturday for 4 months over the summer. We just host a get-to-know-the trail kind of event. We'll market it on Facebook and invite people out, hand out drinks, granola bars, and maps for the park just to invite the community out to explore the trails that we have. And then the NSL Reads is the big reading and essay contest event that's in November or September. That one's grown quite a bit over the last couple of years. So if either of those interest you, it's something.
I'd be happy to work on either one of them. You tell me where the
immediate
need is, and I'll do that one.
And then the Halloween 3K.
Halloween 3K, which you said Rec might be interested in.
Yeah, we could do that.
Maybe we could get one of our visitors tonight to be on the board, and maybe they want to do the trails.
I was in their ward before where I'm in now, so I know them. I can follow up and see if you might be interested in joining.
I know the mayor was looking for an appointment, so if we need to send him a name and have him call him and talk to him.
Yeah. And I think that fit really well with the summer.
Good asset.
Yeah, I agree.
Sure.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, those are all the event updates.
Can I add a question?
Yeah.
So I've been thinking, I've talked to the city staff a little bit about this, but I wanted to know your guys' thoughts about, I'm not sure if we combine it into the Sunset Concert Series or combine it in with the Master Chorale Concert or add it in with NSL Reads. I haven't figured out where we run this, but one thing that we don't have a lot of, so right now Sunset Concert Series kind of caters to an adult audience, mostly. Kite Festival caters to a young child audience. Summer Trail Series is a family-centric event, right? It's very family-central. Master Corral is an adult focus, right? But families attend. North Salt Lake Reads in the past has always been geared to young adult fiction. Mm-hmm. So it's like junior high, you know, older elementary school really is the main focus. And then Halloween 3K is another family event. And one thing I've been thinking about is asking in the community to do kind of like a North Salt Lake photo contest where you take photos of different things. They all have to be taken in North Salt Lake. And we have like seven general categories of like people, architecture, you know, nature, you know, a wild card, something. And then they submit them, we review or somebody reviews or something, and then we pay to print large prints of the photos, and then we hang them on this white flat part of wall here on the city hall. Because so I talked to city staff and they're like, nothing's there, we could pay to print them, we could hang them for a year, and then at the next year's event we give the photographer their print,
their
framed picture as thank you for donating this for a year to the city, and we award the new winners. So the cost would be pretty cheap. I mean, the frames would be expensive, but the cost would be relatively cheap. And then the waiver that they sign would essentially say, we're giving you license to use this photo for promotional materials for the city, to put on your Facebook, to put on the website, to promote this as a great place of the city, and that you're free to share it. And I just think it'd be fun to get people to know a little bit more about North Salt Lake and then cater to maybe an adult group.
But I
wasn't sure where we could combine that in, because you're not going to come to like an award ceremony solo. And so I thought you could combine it into something and say, you know, we show the pictures at the beginning of the winners and present the winners and thank them. But does that sound like something? I thought
yes,
that was something I wanted
that.
This year I thought would be really cool to do.
So I work for Salt Lake County, and we just moved into our information technology, just moved into a new place. We didn't have any artwork either, and so we had a photography contest among our employees, 117 of them. And we had specifications, and we had judges, and so they just sent, you know, their pictures to me, and then I took out what their names were, and then we had judges just judge by the number of the picture.
That's awesome.
And then we did them on canvas. They're 24 by 36.
Oh, that's great. They
Costco.
Have frames.
We don't have to pay for frames. Oh. And we did 12, and it was like $500
at
Costco.
Totally fit in our budget.
And if we did it in November, I think it's November, Costco has 20% off on there. On their framing. But it was awesome. And so then we displayed them in our office, and we just got some of the really nice clear labels, and we did with fancy writing, and right next to that it's just stuck on the wall whose picture it is and where it's at, located in the county. But this way we could be located in North Salt Lake City. It was awesome. And people
totally
loved it.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yes. I would love to work with you on that.
Could you work with me on that?
Yes, I would love that. At least I could give you out what we
did. The heads up
did
what we already did. Is there an event that you think it would tie in well to? Just something that where it could be, we could announce the winners and unveil the pictures that we printed or do
so
something.
That's what we did. So at the county, we got down, we had them all wrapped up. And down the atrium, we invited all the employees, which is, we'd have to do it in a bigger event. And then we unveiled them, and that was awesome, because people didn't know whose picture we chose.
Yeah, I think one of the concerts might make the most sense, because we actually have those here in City Hall.
Okay.
So we could do it, we could even do it at the
have a concert just for that.
Christmas
yeah.
holiday concert. So we can choose them like in November, and then have them printed in November, and then
year.
Print them, and then we'll put them in, unless you don't want to wait that long.
No,
then they could be.
I like it. We need to announce it early so they have time to get winter shots or summer shots or, you know.
The something. Only thing we said is it can't be faces if they don't want them to be, you know, because they do have to get the photo released. So it could be buildings, mountains, whatever, but not your kids at a park.
Awesome. Do you two want to work on that?
Yeah, if that's okay.
And then
I
next
love that.
Meeting we just kind of present.
Yeah,
we'll
I love
just work
that.
Offline and
I'll,
we'll get
I'll
the
show
stuff
you
and
what
we
did,
it.
But it was very fun and people love to do
great.
It.
Put into it that we get the rights to the photos.
Yeah, that's what
yeah.
Yes.
So
yeah,
if
I love that.
Do you want to do expand it to like drawings as well? Like drawings of buildings?
Yeah.
Like I don't know, because maybe some people aren't photographers, but people are painters, or you have a variety of.
I love that because the one part of our mission that like I am not good at is the arts part of our mission, right? Like we're supposed to help provide an art recreation to our residents at an affordable, cheap cost, and it's like how can we do that? And this is the way I kind of thought.
Yeah.
So I think having a written or you know a. Some sort of other submission.
They do
yeah.
that at the Capitol with high school students. Mm-hmm. They have art around the Capitol building, like inside. It's pretty cool.
What about, do we have any buildings that would, I specifically, if you're driving along, I think it's 2nd West in Centerville, there's a side of a building that's all white, but somebody has painted
a
this.
Mural?
Yeah, like this gorgeous quote with all these filigree things around it. But people come from all over to just take pictures, you know, for Instagram posts
yeah.
in front of it. But if there's, like, buildings or businesses that would donate the side of their building
if
for a local
mural.
Artist or, you know, high school students or whatever to, and then every year we paint over it or something. I don't
and
know.
Recommission it?
Because then there's different spots around the city, but it's also beautifying a, you know, with parameters, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I love that
like
idea.
A big color wall.
Because we never got like a buffalo
whatever.
When they did the buffalo art exhibits, right?
Yeah.
We never North Salt Lake never got we never got a buffalo. We never got the other one that they did, and we don't have any like artwork. And
yeah.
and
yeah.
We have beautiful hillside and beautiful sunsets and beautiful views and beautiful wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the mountain bikers see cougars all the time on the
yeah.
trail, and it's like we could get some amazing shots that we could help advertise. How great of a city we are.
Yeah.
So
I'll make sure to add that as a talking
something.
Point for the next agenda also, just
okay.
the visual arts and maybe,
because
I think ideas like that are great.
We'll report
yeah,
back.
I like that too.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I like this.
Thanks, Ryan.
Okay.
Sorry.
Public Works. Should go over this meeting or?
So we have that PowerPoint, but I still say we wait till we're full.
Yeah.
You know, kind of give you kind of our report card on ourselves. So we'll plan on that a different time. Other than that, I didn't really have anything. I did want to share this email. This is a fairly common email that I've received, and I just wanted to throw it out there and see what you guys have as far as ideas, because I actually read one like this before. So, always dogs off-leash at Fox Hollow Park. Looking to find who I need to concern about this everyday problem here in Foxborough. Our dog was on a leash and next to me got rushed off his leash by a dog yesterday in the park. They got into a fight, broke them up, ran my dog home. My husband went to check on the other owner. Just basically a lot of the same stuff where, you know, these people complain that they see these dogs off the leash all the time. They just moved to the neighborhood. They're really kind of sick of it. Dangerous problem, looking for help. Something that can be done. I know we talked about this a few months ago. I hate it because I responded to this lady, and I'm like, our guys say something if they see this. We got 3 employees, 60 properties. They can't be everywhere. I told her, you know, it's not the answer you probably want to hear, but the best thing I can say is call the police. But I just throw it out there. I mean, I don't know other than if we, you know, just try to use more social media or any, I don't know if you guys have any ideas, because I feel like I give these people the same answers that suck, but I really don't know a good answer to these questions, because we get yelled at when we say something.
Isn't there a fee for that, off leash?
They can get, there is a penalty, I believe, in the ordinance, but again, the cops aren't.
There all the time.
First of all, they're like 4 or 5 officers short, so they're out handling
the serious stuff.
Serious stuff. So I mean, it's, you know, they'll go out on these. They're happy to help when they see them, but I'd
be surprised. If
I just remember
a ticket ever in North Salt Lake City.
And it's tough because I've talked to the chief. And like, yeah, just if they let us know, we'll go out and say something, because we've had these conversations in here before. And so maybe for the sake, you know, people have told us, you know. where to go and how to get there when we say something. That's being nice, but you know, I don't know. I sit and think about this kind of stuff, and I'm like, I don't know if it's like got to be like a "Don't mess with Texas" marketing campaign we got to start putting out there to get people to start. You know, that's
taking
like one
seriously.
Of the most. Yeah, that's like one of the most successful marketing campaigns ever because it changed the way people viewed their state. You know, I don't really know what to do with this stuff because we hate it. We don't like to deal with it. I understand. We go up to, I'd say, my opinion, Tunnels the worst. Tunnels is basically a dog park.
Yeah.
And we've had these, you know, fights. People get upset, and we can't police it. So I don't know. I'm maybe just throwing it out to the room. Think about it. I don't know if there's something that maybe we could start a campaign, do something different to get people to. I know Elisa was like, I yell at everybody. I tell everybody I see, you know. And it's awesome. I almost wonder if that's the kind of thing that needs to happen, probably more than anything, because it's impossible for staff to be there all the time. It's impossible for police to be there all the time. But it's an absolute problem, and I sympathize with her because that would really annoy me, too, if my dog's getting attacked by somebody else's cell phone.
Is there a dog park in North Salt Lake, though, for these people to
that's
take their
dog?
That's
how it always circles back.
It always circles back to that, and then it's a cost thing. We're looking at a couple options with that.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to do the don't mess with Texas style of enforcement if you have a place. If you have a place for
them
to go.
You can send them.
Right, yeah.
And a lot of the problems are, even if we have a dog park, they're not going to. I mean, I think we were talking about an email a couple weeks ago that I got. I don't know if David got it as well, but people just, it's funny, they'll clean up after their dog, but they'll leave the plastic bag on the trail. And then people will say, hey, what can you, and, you know, or they'll throw it off. Or I mean, it's one of those things where I don't know what's going to work until you start issuing fines or until people there's some serious consequences to it. I mean, there's so many times if you park out at Tunnel Springs or Legacy or Hatch any day of the week, any time, stay there for a few minutes, people pull up, let their dogs, they're gone, and they're off leash most of the time, especially at Tunnel Springs because they go through the into Salt Lake County area, and it's just, it's bad because, you know, people. A lot of people are fearful of them, and I've had pit bulls run up on me just when I'm working at Hatch, and you know they're all fangs sitting there, and I'm like, get them out of here. They're like, who are you? I'm like, well, I work here. I mean, please just move. And I've had people just say, you know what, I don't want to say it, but they are pretty protective over their animals. And but there's not a lot we can do.
Are there though? Like I thought at Legacy, it was like a $500 fine if you have a dog off leash. Do you have? Are there signs like that at every park?
We're working on signage too.
Yeah,
there are signs at most parks.
Because I know for sure. Like I have two big dogs, and my sister has a dog, and we went down there one day, and that sign was out. We're like, we got to go somewhere else. We can't even get out of the car because we're not going to risk that. If we don't have a leash in the car or something like that were to happen. But I know that it stopped us as soon as I saw that sign that was there, like, okay, this is not a off-leash dog park.
Yeah, the trick is we put those signs up 2 years ago, and the outcry we got was mostly negative about us.
The fine?
Yes.
Oh, really?
And about, this is a joke, they should start doing that. You know, it turned into a whole, because I feel like I'm kind of saying the same, I'm crying the same thing over and over again because service animals are a joke for us.
Yeah.
Because the way that the laws are set up for us to ask questions or anything, it puts us in a really precarious situation.
Yeah.
And so we had a situation that blew up a couple years ago that was just absolutely absurd over a service dog.
Yeah.
And so all I'm saying basically is I sympathize with this, and I think I'm like, what can we do? And I struggle. And I'm just kind of maybe throwing it out there to you guys because I hate answering these emails with, I'm sorry, you know. I feel you. I'm sorry. I wish people would care more because, again, I've said the story. TJ and I walked up to a guy in North Salt Lake uniform, and the guy's all. That's how people act. So, I mean, I think police have got to be the ones probably to really get real enforcement out of it, but they've got bigger fish to fry, you know. So,
because they're the only ones that can actually.
Yeah,
it sounds like a case there's no answer to.
It's what it feels like, but yeah. I sympathize with these people, and I hate the answer myself, so that's why I brought it today.
I mean, is that something we can ask the police department to? Like, they set up speed traps, you know. Like, do we just have them?
Dog traps? They've gone
down
the park.
They've gone down there, and they'll just, you know, tell people, "Hey, no dogs." But the next day, they just bring their dogs. So.
But if they're what I'm saying is like actually issued
yeah.
citations.
If word got out, you were issuing tickets. It would come to a halt pretty quick.
It is interesting because they started with the new ordinance that went into place. They started ticketing cars, mm-hmm. and only half the people have paid their fines so far. People
really?
Don't even care. I don't know if I should say that.
No, but if you pay within 15 days, it's like
it doubles. Right?
It's like super cheap ticket. It's like
what
15
is
bucks.
Ticket? So they need to make it higher than.
Well, no, if you don't pay it within 15 days, it's like $80.
Oh.
I mean, 500 is.
There was like 100. I believe that there was around 100 tickets that were handed out, and I don't even think half of them have been
paid.
I
mean, this guy.
So people
enjoy.
I don't know. It's pretty interesting. You got to make things. I think hard for people.
Yeah, but I think a mix of both. If we say
there are some cameras,
if
not,
we ask the police to go an off-leash bust, whatever we want to call it, and that's something we can share and be like, hey,
but that's new.
Police are out at the parks.
Yeah.
That
okay.
They were out at the parks this evening,
I know that, like,
handing out tickets for dogs for people who had their dogs off the leash. That's something that we can share on social media.
Well, yeah, and that's a good idea. That's kind of what I'm actually asking.
Because
again, the police don't have time to sit and deal with this every day.
Exactly.
So maybe something like that where we say, listen, this is going to start happening. I don't know. And I hate it because our chief, our police has been great to deal with, but okay, yeah, let us know if you see it, you know, but, like, we've called them, and they're like, well, we're on two calls that are major, we've got it, you know, so it's, anyway, that's the kind of ideas I like. I just, anything, I hate giving people bad answers.
I know that the parking ordinance falls under the new civil, ordinance we passed. Does this type of ticket fall under the civil ordinance as well? So the question
I've looked at it, but it was like 2 years ago.
In the past, if you had a parking ticket, it was technically a misdemeanor, and you're not going to put someone like I don't want to prosecute a misdemeanor ticket, right? And send someone to jail for not mowing the lawn, so we changed it to a civil penalty, and I just wanted to make sure, you know, I don't want Fox News to show up because we ticketed their dog, and it's a misdemeanor offense, and therefore they have to go to district court. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, the other irony of it is, though, is Fox News did show up when we shut the splash pad down because there was dog crap in the splash pad.
Yes. Yeah, they did. It was.
Or if there was an incident with a dog going after a human, Fox News would show up, right?
Mm-hmm. I got bit in the splash pad by a dog.
Yeah, he did.
We have that on camera.
Telling the dog.
On camera.
I forgot about that. Telling the dog owner that he needed to.
I enjoyed watching it, though.
Yeah.
I really did.
I mean, my hand finally grew back. But.
Yeah.
Is that something that we recommend, Ryan, to city council to do something? Like, as a committee? How do we address that?
I think.
Do we propose an off-leash bust evening?
I think what the city council would like is not just a notice that there's an issue, but like a recommendation of a solution that we discussed or we met with, we talked with people in the community and we met together and said we recommend city council the following to address this issue, and here's the issue, and then here's the recommendation, because like the planning commission doesn't just say, hey, yeah, buildings are really cool. We should probably do something about buildings. It's like, here's a recommendation of how we should treat new construction. I think we need an idea before we submit it.
Okay.
This is just fresh in my head, but you're on the path that I think we need to be on.
Yeah.
You know, I think just something, I think, because I really think more than anything, a grassroots campaign where people, like, almost there needs to be, like, shaming other people that have dogs, but that sounds stupid, but I think you get where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
You know, like, people understand it's like socially unacceptable, but
I think if you're gonna have a, you know, sting or something, I think we should probably start with the messaging. Spring is coming up really soon. You're gonna be outside more often. Remember, leash laws are in place. get that out there kind of as a news blitz, yeah, and then go out.
For a little reminder.
And then we can even say
there will
be
fines.
There will be certain evenings when...
Which is exactly what happened with the snow ordinance and the snow parking. And still a lot of people stay
out. Is it less though than before?
So hopefully it changes things.
Do you think it's less people parking during snow?
We haven't had a good storm since that one.
So it started hitting.
Yeah, if we could just start taking.
That's what happened to the sign.
I don't get them back.
Okay, that's something that we can maybe next meeting. I'll probably reach out to you, David, between now and next time to come up with some ideas. I like that idea too. And then
throw it on the agenda, and we'll make a resolution.
Yeah,
what we're gonna do.
Like that.
Perfect.
And then the final thing was just I don't know where the books ended up, but we probably should jump on the Palmquist stuff next meeting and figure out what we want to do as far as getting those bids solidified and getting that. The money's just sitting there.
Let's do it.
How often can we say that in government?
Yeah.
So, Rod, just a quick update. Palmquist Park is slated to be reconstructed. We reviewed some ideas and had some kind of ideas and suggested budgets for the rebuild. Then we want to make our official recommendation to the City Council that says we think we should rebuild Palmquist Park, and this is the idea.
Okay. So, yeah, let's definitely do that next meeting, too. Anything else, David, for this meeting?
That's all I got. You got anything?
Okay. City Council update?
You stole the good thunder, and I'm so glad it's done. We've been pushing for that for a few years, somebody's wife was a big voice of support, so it was good. So,
yeah, thank you to all the City Council. That's awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Anything else? Open topics? I don't have anything else specifically to cover.
I just wanted to say we are starting recreation soccer this next month, so it'll be before. It's March 28th that we are going to restart, so just so everyone's aware that we will be running soccer at Hatch Park here.
It is at Hatch Park.
It is at Hatch Park.
Okay.
We're going to finish this season there since we started it there.
Yeah. If someone registered last fall, do they need to do anything for...
No, we will get a hold of everyone. We'll send out all the information and
cool.
get going on that. And we've had a lot of registrations
new ones.
Yep, for this spring.
Sweet.
So, yeah, we're gonna have to create quite a few more teams. And we did get an extra $1,000 from Land of Frost for sponsorship.
Awesome,
oh, that's
which
great.
Is great for us. Yeah.
I guess that does remind me. At the City Council meeting I went to, Rocky Mountain Power came and presented. And they talked about that they offer grants to organizations who need funding like that. So they'd love to sponsor events or really it's like a grant writing process that we can go through. But we have someone here in the city that can help write the proposal and submit it to Rocky Mountain Power. So I'm thinking we have opportunity with like getting piano sponsorship.
Yeah,
you know,
for
hey,
the concert
dude.
Or...
There were a couple of sponsorships that they do, and so Ken, I know, is talking with them about, like, Liberty Fest and trying to get that going. So
I'll coordinate with Ken then. We were talking, the deadline was March 31st for a certain type of event, and then, like, June 31st for the other type of event, and so on their website. But when he came and presented, it was all about... I mean, I think Rocky Mountain Power has a budget. They're required to do community involvement. And so he's just like, any community event, we're just trying to give this money away. We're required by law to give it away.
So education,
like, let's do it, right?
March 15th is education and research organizations.
Okay.
So I don't know if NSL Reads falls under education.
Sure.
But
yeah,
does say,
right.
Hey, we'd love for you to sponsor this event and get that worked out.
So, Ryan, can I just ask you a question on photos or murals, what we... want to do is would we have to get some sponsorships? We would if we did like murals, or if we got, so if people could start thinking maybe about some companies that would allow us to do that, have murals on their buildings. I don't know,
we could ask or think about it. I was thinking that the photo thing for $500 or approximately,
yeah, if we can do that,
it falls well within our budget.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we already get the money from Big West Oil.
It falls
well within our budget.
All right, well, you can start
donated.
With that, maybe.
Yeah.
And so that one's fully covered for sure.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And then, down the road, if there are other places in North Salt Lake that we could put some of the artwork instead of just the lobby. Because a lot of people don't come in here, right?
No.
You don't agree with that, yeah. Okay. Okay.
One last thing.
Yeah.
I was supposed to, I almost forgot. The farmer's market that was on Saturdays last year is going to move to Mondays with the food trucks. I think that the food trucks start April 6th is the date comes to mind.
She thought that might be a little too early for...
So they might not start with that right away. She's looking for anybody, if you guys know anybody or if any of you guys are interested in helping run the farmer's market, she's looking for help.
And she said she wanted to be put on the next agenda for next month. Just so she can come and talk, and that's exactly what she wants to talk about, is just getting some support, some volunteer.
Can either of you forward my information to her and she can reach out? Just put her directly in touch with me and make sure she's on it.
Yeah, she was in flux on even continuing, so
okay.
I don't know what's...
I'll make a note of that. Anything else? Otherwise, we'll adjourn.
Mm, good awesome. Things.
Thank you.